Call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on October 18th at 5:00 p.m. 2022. At 5. Let's see. Ready? Stand for the pledge. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated.
Hello. We have Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargle.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
And Cindy Byram, the Financial Consultant.
Here. Okay, first thing up is the 2023 amended budget discussion. Okay. Want to go financial?
Yeah, it's actually under tab one. I thought I'd put a little up there, but I guess.
No, it's under tab two.
Tab two.
Yes.
So as we were looking at this last time, we noticed there were some different things going on in the budget. We didn't know if we could amend them, so that his first year, he's not coming up with Calvin. He was like, yeah, well, we'll just come in lower on this year. But
So the bottom line is that the amended budget is an improvement from what you adopted, which is nice. So the original budget adopted had a deficit of $90,000. The deficit is now $35,000. But it's a combination of moving spending, adding some spending, and increasing revenues. So if you want, I'll take you from the top. What I tried to do was shade the additional so that it's really clear, hey, we're adding this amount to this budget. So we had this budget on line 9 for this basic facility fees of $18,600, but we already know based on activity that we should add another $56,000. We don't typically budget very conservative because you don't know what kind of growth is going to come in. But if you do know, we budget for it, and we know now, so that's why we're amending it. So that's a nice help to the bottom line. And that is Wheel N is making a Denny's, possible new homes. We've got some notes in here. We got the information from Ellen, didn't we? Yeah, I'm remembering.
Yeah, it's going to be a Denny's. Where the Wheel N used to be.
Oh, but didn't they do that before?
No.
Wasn't it a Denny's way back when? Not that wasn't a Denny's, but right next to it was.
Yeah, up on the hill, might have been.
Okay. So that was it. That was it for revenues. And the expenses, we did some shifting and adding and so on. So we changed the position for what we know. You know, when we budget, we're guessing who might fill a position. And then we're also always guessing at what their insurance rates will be. We always budget at the highest, but we got a little bit of benefit of coming in at the lower end on the benefits. And then we obviously adjusted for other things that have changed. So three line items have changed: the field workers, the employee benefits reduced, which was nice because we had budgeted at the highest cost, and that's not what's happening with the current field workers.
Does that include three field workers still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And then in R&M in row 32A, we added $40,000 to line R&M materials because we're already at, I mean, I think we're already pretty close to the budget. Are we
over?
We're
at 99%.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so we added another $40,000. We got that $40,000 from the engineering below on row 35R. So that's a kind of a wash.
So 35, well, I'm seeing numbers in 35, but in 35.
So the original was 35,600, and then we added another 40,000 in 30, row 32A.
So this isn't showing what it's going to be. This is just showing what it was and the change, right? Like when you print out
a new
map.
Yeah, when you print it out, it'll be 75,600 on that part.
Yeah.
And then engineering would be 40,000 because basically most of our engineering is done through the grant funding.
Okay.
And we'll get into a few items later after that.
And those were the changes.
That was everything we talked about, wasn't it?
Yes, that was what I was requesting.
Did we account for, did we want to change the fuel? Wasn't that what we were talking about? Since we're not going to be paying for fuel?
Well, we talked about it, but somebody said maybe we'll hold off and see because the fuel prices.
See where it's up.
Right.
See how it ends up.
Yeah, I believe you guys mentioned you were going to hold that position on that because of the fuel prices, and we would just let it ride out because the person who was going back and using the vehicle back and forth to work is no longer, but then gas prices are higher, so.
Yeah, it skyrocketed.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't think we budgeted for $6 a gallon.
Right.
Did
or
we?
Six.
Last year,
right.
We were going over that. Okay, so then I think we just go over that in the... Is the meeting and we adopt it there? Because we don't approve it here, right? Yeah.
Spectacular.
Okay. Now, next up is the Finance and Audit Committee report, the balance sheet.
Did you
want to
go over that?
No, you can go ahead.
You can go ahead. All right, so on the balance sheet then, and this one's under the financials tab. So the district.
Looking back and forth.
Ah,
here we go. It's the new book.
It's
throwing me off.
Oh, yeah. I replaced some of them with some nicer ones I found in the closet. Alright, so on the balance sheet, we have the combined Chase with cash and LAIF balance. It was at $1,374,841 at the month end, and the district's total liabilities, which are on line 32, was at $806,279. That's a bit weird. All right. And are there any questions on that page right there? All right. Then we're going to move on to the profit and loss. And this is for the period ending September 30th, 2022. So the year-to-date is at 25% of the year. And I'm going to call out a few items that are a lot higher or lower than usual, but if you have any other ones like usual, you could just ask me a question about it and I'll explain it. So down on line 9, like Cindy said earlier, we don't usually budget for the basic facility fees to be, we budget for what we know. So it was really low at the beginning of the year, but we've already seen a lot of activity in that, which is why it's at 178%. I'm going to move down to line 32, the line R&M. And most of this stuff is ones that we already talked about, the ones that are out of the regular percentage. But line R&M materials, we've purchased a lot more materials than we were expecting to because there's a lot of improvements that we need. So that's why that one's really high. It's at 99%, but it should even out once the amendment's in place.
Question on that. Does that include all of the meters? Or is that?
No, the meters will come out of capital.
Okay.
So there's a capital item for that. So basically the charges that went into here, there was I believe 75% was purchased before I got here, and then I came on board, kind of did a quick review, and some of the safety items we needed to be in compliance, like eyewash stations where there's chemicals stored, and then I ordered some yellow safety paint to paint the air vacs and hydrants, stuff like that. So it should balance out, and we just added $40,000 to that line item, so we'll manage that for the rest of the year, and we should be good.
And then line 35, which is engineering services. I think last month this one might have been a lot higher, but it got shifted to the grant projects. We kind of recategorized it, so now it's down to 13%. But that one we're going to lower the yearly budget for that, so it should kind of even out. And then down on 41, supplies and equipment. These are for just supplies and equipment purchases for the office. It kind of varies just depending on timing of purchases and also depending on how much we buy. We budget a little higher than we expect. That's all I have on this page. Was there any other questions? The rest of not too crazy. So on the next page, on 43, we have dues and subscriptions. This account includes various annual dues and fees. The expenses vary depending on the timing of renewals, which is why it's only at 5%. Down to line printing, line 45, printing and publications. That's just for like newspaper notices or other notices we have to put out. We have, at the beginning of the fiscal year, we have the standby notices that we have to put out in the newspaper. So that's why that one's at 49% already. But that's pretty much the bulk of it. It's just that the standby charges. After that, we don't really see a whole lot of activity in that one. And moving down to legal services, we haven't been using legal as much as we have in the past, so it's only at 13% here. And 56, website support. In the past, the billing is kind of weird with that, and they weren't sending us the bills monthly last year, but now they're sending them to us monthly. I don't know what happened. It was kind of weird because they would send it to us quarterly, and then at the end of the year, they were like, oh my gosh, you didn't pay all these bills, so they sent us to them all at once. And I'm like, okay, well, I never received the bills. That's why we never paid them. But it turns out it is supposed to be monthly, and it was budgeted off of what we thought it was going to end at last year. But then since they send us all the bills last minute, it might end a little off, that one.
Can we amend that one as well?
We can.
That website support.
What would you like it to be?
I should go find out what the monthly bill is.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of an immaterial amount, but we're here anyways.
I think they were sending it to like an old employee's email or something, so we weren't getting it. Moving down to line 63, vehicle fuel. Like we said, we aren't using as much fuel, but since the prices are higher, it might go up. We're not sure, but right now it's only at 7% of the year. And then for the next three lines, 64, 65, and 66, we have uniform, safety, and tractor expenses.
You know, we could take a little bit of that fuel budget if we wanted to. I don't think you're going to go crazy in the next months.
I don't think so. We can move it to maybe some of the items that she's going to need it
right.
to address. So when we get to that point, we'll get together and see where we can move a portion of that.
What, 25 and we're at 7?
Yeah. So we can maybe move 25% of that somewhere else.
Yeah.
So yeah, 64 is uniforms. We actually just purchased them, so there will be some charges on that for the next month, but as of right now, we have 0% on that line. 65, safety, same thing. We did purchase some safety signs and stuff, so that'll show up on the next month's activity. And then tractor expenses, that one just comes up out of nowhere. Sometimes we need to repair the tractor, and it'll be... When we need to repair it can be a little costly. But so far, nothing on that one. And then that's all I have on there. Any other questions on this page?
The equipment rentals up a little bit.
Equipment rental.
Line 67.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's for traffic control.
Was that what that was?
Yeah, whenever they have a leak on Bonita, they would hire the traffic control people to come out. Because they were short staffed, and now we have a leak that we're going to fix next week, and we have the staff to provide for them, so we won't we don't need the safety company. And then as far as the safety line item 65, that should be almost at 100% because I did order the two safety signs for traffic control, and that was $560. And then I ordered the three eyewash stations, and that was about $1,100. So basically, that's all we need for safety, so we should be zeroed out on that one.
Cool.
I can't believe we didn't have eyewash stations.
What's that?
I'm kind of surprised we didn't have eyewash stations.
Yeah,
I am too.
There's a lot of things that we need to be in compliance, and that was one of the major ones. So.
Well, I'm wondering, looking back at 63, just before we get to the real meeting, or to the bigger meeting, this budget, Calvin has not been here at all for this budget, right?
Sure.
So yeah, 3 months, he hasn't been here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what an expense.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. That's what I was saying. It probably won't hurt it.
No. What an expense. Him driving back.
Oh, yeah. That was ridiculous. Back and forth to the river and wherever else he needed to go.
Dragon horse trailers?
Yeah.
And then actually line 78 is capital projects. That one's at 8%, but there's going to be more about that on the next page. So as of just the regular revenue and expenses, the total income up to date is at $141,132. Was there anything else on that page?
Final page, which is capital detail. So the first couple ones, well and tank repairs, and I think you're going to kind of look into doing one of the vault repairs, but I don't know if you have more about that during the regular meeting.
Yeah, I was, so on the details on that, I did meet with Travis, our engineer. And, of course, the reason we met was for the bids for the isolation valves and awarded to the lowest bidder, which was Borden Construction. And then I also wanted to discuss with him the design of a new Bonita PRV station because it's right on the north edge of Bonita, and it was installed in 1964. It's an aging vault. Concrete is deteriorating. The pipe is, yes. Yeah, on that side over there. You'll see three big air vacs that just are freshly painted right there. And the steel is, the piping is past its useful life because it was installed in 1964. And because of the aging infrastructure on the inside, the concrete is deteriorating. So I got with the engineer, showed him a concept that I was interested in bringing it above the ground so that maybe our crew could install it. Because if you hired a company to remove the vault, install a new vault, and install the piping and everything like that, it's going to be costly. So if we can get information on a utility easement agreement, we can bring the piping up, have a lower level vault so there's only like 2 feet sticking out so it won't be an eyesore for anybody, and it will be a 5 foot vault in depth, so basically everything would just be a little bit below grade level. With a little bit of vault above it, it wouldn't be considered a confined space anymore, and we would have better access to work on and maintain it. So that's currently what our engineer is working on.
What size is that PRV?
I believe the piping, the PRV station is 6x12x7 feet tall, and it has a manhole in it. It's got a sewer manhole in it. So when you go down, you're down in that confined space.
Yeah, so
I'd like to see. So we're looking at options right now, but the first thing we do, we need to find out where the utility easement is and then let everybody know. Public
good
outreach.
Good luck finding vaults.
Huh? I got asked for a quote today.
Did you?
I did ask for
and
a quote.
And somebody's going to quote it?
Yes. Yep.
Who?
It was Castle Industrial or something like that.
Yeah. They're about the only ones out there that are giving quotes right now.
Mm-hmm.
For new orders.
Yeah, I was just asking for a quote, just so I have an idea what it would be. Because of course, you know, this year the budget's going to end June and July. So hopefully, just the we'll see where we're at. We'll see if we can make some purchases with the engineering fees, and then next year we can do some more purchasing and the installation.
And that's something that it's been on the budget every year,
For at least the last 2 years. I've been here, but I don't know how much longer before that. So finally getting
There are other options too. I had another contractor come in, and he does tank coatings, refabrication on concrete. So if he can go in there and refabricate the concrete to make it more secure, we could possibly replace the piping. So there's a couple options, but ultimately I'd like to bring it above ground to get away from the confined space issue.
And plus it's because the road's crowned, the water goes into the vault.
And then, so that was line 3, well and tank repairs. On line 4 is customer shutoff valves. So some properties don't have a customer shutoff valve, so we're looking to try to make sure that everybody all has one in case they have a leak over the weekend or something, they can shut it off themselves instead of having one of our guys come out, have to put the $250 incident fee on their account. If they can just shut it off themselves and then wait till Monday or something, that would be a lot better for them and for us as well. So that's budgeted $40,000 this year, next year, and the following year, but it is budgeted a little higher than we're hoping to have to spend. On line 5 is the meter replacement, so that's for new meters and stuff. And it should, if everything goes as planned, that one should end under budget by purchasing just 30 meters a month. But the meter prices went up a little bit, so we'll see.
Yeah, the original quote was to purchase 30 meters a month at $49.95, which would take us to $14,500. We would have $4,000 left over, but they raised it $10 a meter. So, but we should still be okay. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, is just to mention that I did have McCall's meter come out and do an efficiency test on the Cabazon outlet meter, which is a 10-inch meter. And the accuracy for 10.4 gallons per minute was 95.2%. The flow of 21.3 gallons per minute was 99.3%. The flow rate at 38 gallons per minute is 100%, and the higher flow at 56.4 gallons per minute was 98.5%. So no recalibrations required, no purchase of a new large 10-inch meter is required. It's within our range because the accuracy and efficiency of a meter is essential to our financial well-being. So that's what I wanted to make sure. The meter, like I said before, our meters are our cash register, and they have to read 100% accurate.
So,
and they have to know how to read.
Do you think that those meters are going to go up again before you purchase them all?
Not for the rest of this budget year, I would say. Not until, basically we're purchasing until June on this budget year. I think we should be fine.
Yeah.
And we should be fine. And of course the other thing is storage area too. We got boxes in the map room. They're starting to build up because we're planning. Between the three of us, we can do one a day, right? Get 30. We can do all 30 each month. But sometimes we've got projects that are coming up. Leaks that are a leak in the Broadway, 2 leaks on Bonita. So sometimes we get pushed back a little bit.
I'm noticing the materials kind of leveled out.
It has. It has.
Yeah. Some of the pipe and stuff's kind of dropped a little bit.
And I will say that Mr. Money for Core and Main, he did report to us that corpse, which is how you attach a service to a main, mm-hmm. He says those won't be available until August.
Yeah.
The brass. We do. Yeah, the brass. So we do have plenty. We have plenty for that. So we're in good shape there.
And then the final, between lines 7 and 17, those are all the grant funding. There hasn't been a whole lot of activity on there, or it doesn't look like there's been a lot of activity because the construction's going to be the majority of the cost, but these will all be reimbursed. So any expenses that go towards these projects will be reimbursed from the state or the county or whoever the grant is from.
Right. I saw your newspaper article the other day.
It's a long newspaper thing, huh?
What happened?
It was for the isolation valve for the advertisement.
Oh, I'm going like, was I in the newspaper? I didn't know about it.
And that's it, unless you have any other questions. That's me,
I'm good.
I ask online.
Okay, public comment and adjournment.
I would like to say one kind of thing. So I did get with Evelyn and Ellen. So one of the things that we're going to try and track is outstanding customer balances, because their bills aren't paid on a regular basis. And so sometimes from 0 to 30 days, there's a balance due. From 30 to 60 days, there's a balance due, and on and on. So we're going to try and have that available. But it's, you know, it's a couple dollars.
How are you going
to? Yeah, she can run a report through our program, our customer program. Customer billing program.
Does it export into like Excel or anything?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And actually, me and Katie, we just went to a billing class, so we know a lot more on how to use our billing software. We went last week, so.
Good, nice.
We learned quite a few little things about that.
Improvements all the way around.
Oh,
so you're looking at tens of thousands of dollars that are outstanding.
Yeah.
Do, yes.
And everybody's complaining about their bills.
Well, for a long time we couldn't charge any interest on any of that, right? Yeah.
Right, because of COVID and whatever the Forgiveness Act was. Which is understandable, you know, one can go to work, so they're...
Yeah. And we kept it for a while. Anybody have anything else?
I don't.
Okay.
Going back to the budget, did you want to reduce the fuel by 25%? Is that what I heard?
What does that bring it down to?
Let me get back to that.
I think we moved it to something for the office supplies, because I think you were saying something that the office...
Yeah, she's going to go get me that information.
Right. Oh,
okay.
I'll just take that money and move it there, so...
Yeah.
Looks like we're still under budget on that line.
Does it need to be there? How are we looking on the... I know the custodial stuff jumped way up.
Yeah,
we budgeted for that, right?
Just the line.
I thought we covered that in the budget.
Yeah, I think we did cover that. We covered the cost of the janitor going up, right?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
We did.
Like doubled.
So the fuel will go down to $13,000 from $17,400.
That seems reasonable.
And what are we at right now?
$17,400.
I'd have to look.
No, I mean
7% of that.
At the end of the month, we were at 1,200.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, should be good.
I mean, I can't see you guys driving.
Should feel in the back every single day in a vacation.
Hundreds of miles a day.
Yeah. No.
I mean, we got a couple classes here and there, but that shouldn't be much.
Yeah.
Okay.
During the meeting at 5:27.
Okay, if you look at me that information, I can re-PDF this.
Okay.
And you can reprint them.